Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here with my mum.
Hi.
You may have to start doing that intro, mum.
Why?
Because you're a big deal.
I know, darling.
You're now an author.
In the words of Ron Burgundy, I'd like you to know I'm kind of a big deal.
We have big news for you. We have a cookbook that is finally ready to pre-order.
I'm so, so happy and excited because this is the culmination of 2 years, 2 years of working hard. The people wanted the recipes.
And we have given the people
what they want.
And
I hope.
So much more.
Well, we've created a cookbook called Table Manners, the cookbook. And it's got all the recipes that we've cooked for different people. It's got lots of anecdotes about our family.
It's a pretty personal cookbook, I reckon.
Yeah. I think it's lovely. Lots of nice pictures of you, Jess.
What are you talking about? There's nice pictures of you too.
There's
what are
nice
you talking about?
Not very nice. You chose that
are
one
you,
with my gums.
Mum, you were happy serving some food in the 80s. It was really good.
With my gums?
Yeah, and
I
your
don't
metallic,
smile with my
your
gums.
Your metallic shoulder padded shirt is fantastic. Anyway, it's been a labour of love and we are so proud and excited to say that the pre-order is now up. Today, we are so proud of it. It has taken a lot of work and nearly ruined my mother and I's relationship.
Jessie, I've been very tolerant.
Well, what's better, Mum, making a cookbook with me or living with me?
Actually, they're equally tricky, darling. It's less messy actually doing the cookbook.
Oh, yeah, because I did most of it. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, that is just not true. Whose recipes are they, Jessie?
Whose words are they, Mother? We are the Lennon and McCartney of cookbooks.
The order on Waterstones, the first 2,000 copies ordered are going to be signed by us. I've never signed, actually, 2,000 names on a book.
Don't worry, Mum, I'll show you how it's done.
OK, thanks, darling.
Is that a John Lewis and Partners number, Mum?
Yes, it is, darling. It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. You look very lovely.
That personal shopping was one of the best experiences I've had in a long time.
Well, Mum, I'm sorry. You were so anti-going.
I know.
You kind of effed and blind before we got there saying, I know what I suit. I don't want to go.
Well, then I met Adrian.
Oh, Adrian was so sweet.
He was so lovely. Helped me look at lovely things that I would never have chosen. And I ended up with this beautiful top.
He knew how to tame the wild beast.
I don't know about that, but he did introduce me to things that I would never have considered.
Next thing you knew, after you being like, no, 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 I don't want to be here, I know what I like, you were hand in hand,
eating
arm
him,
in
eating
arm.
Out of his hand, darling.
Yeah.
So we've got Luke Evans tonight. Big star.
Yeah.
Great
Hollywood.
Singer. Hollywood.
Baby.
Thought I'm going to try and impress him a little bit with one of my John Lewis and Partners numbers.
Well, you do look fabulous. I'm
Thank
wearing
you.
One of the... I mean, obviously, I didn't go as va-va-voomy as you when I was going for my personal shopping, so I've got a comfy jumper on, which I do like.
But it is beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I feel a bit like Stacey Dooley in it. My
do
look
you?
Today is a bit Stacey Dooley.
OK.
Which I'm very, very happy about.
Mine's a bit Kim Kardashian. Thank you, Adrian. The lovely, lovely man who was my personal stylist.
He was your personal stylist.
I felt he gave me a little more attention than you, darling.
Because you needed him.
Okay.
I actually really don't like shopping at all. Neither I find it really stressful. So actually, John Lewis and Partners, it always makes me happier because everything's a one-shop stop and it makes me happy that you can get everything in the same place.
I can't believe how many different ranges they have.
I know, actually.
It's just everything I'd ever want to wear.
It was really lovely and not stressful. There was a calmness about it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Luke Evans is an actor, but has now become a recording artist and has done a cover of Say You Love Me on his album. I know, he's got a beautiful voice, as you would expect from a Welsh man.
Yeah.
What have we got on the menu tonight?
You said you wanted something warm and comforting, so I've made beef stufado with rice and veggies, and afterwards, not done this before, I've made a Moroccan orange blossom cake.
Ooh.
Where I drizzled a syrup over the top, so we're going to have that with ice cream and creme fraiche.
Oh, yes.
The gorgeous Luke Evans coming up on Table Manners.
Hi, nice to see you. Oh, how's things?
Really good.
Good.
Really good.
Have you met my mum?
I just met Lenny. Yeah.
Oh, bless you.
Some wine.
Thank you.
This is from my mum.
Oh my God, what?
Cake.
Your mum has bought...
Yeah, she's a really great baker.
Oh, good, because we're not.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've been listening to your podcast. I know you cook well.
Well, yeah, Mum, shut up. We just announced a bloody pre-order of the cookbook, so.
Don't worry, I saw a nice kebab shop on the way down, so if I'm hungry, I'll stop on the way back up.
But hold on, you're...
So she always cooks great cakes. I know how to bake. Well, I used to, probably can't do it anymore, but when we were growing up, we used to have like a... We have a terraced house. They're still in the same house.
Where is
and
that?
Aberbargoed in South Wales.
Right.
And like the kitchen's all, it was just one wall like that, one bar, and then there was a wall. And as a kid, I used to pretend we were on a cooking show.
Right.
So I used to pretend I had a cameras. And my mother was my assistant. Her name's Yvonne, and I used to call her Doreen.
Oh, my God.
My assistant Doreen. And we'd put all, and she used to go with it. She'd put all the measurements of the flour in the bowls. You know, we'd measure it all out. So you know how they do on, they just got, this is 300 grams of...
Love it.
3 ounces of this, but and then you mix it up. So that's how I learned to cook. So she's made
and
this.
And to act and perform?
Oh, no. No, I don't know where that came from. It certainly didn't come from her. She can't act for toffee. Or sing. She can't do anything.
She's
a great cook, though. And
so
a very
what have you
interesting
bought us?
Woman. So she made this and she puts it in my fridge and she said, you need to take them to, because she drops them off
bless
when I was at home.
Her.
So she slices
them
all into
one. She loves wrapping things.
Pieces.
We've had
was
tinfoil and then individually cling filmed
and they've been, they,
slices.
Oh, wow.
And she wraps
what
them
is
up.
It?
It's banana, walnut, sultanas. Ooh. You're not nut allergies.
No.
Nut allergies. There's none of them in this house. And there's ground hazelnuts, almonds.
So what's it
it's
called?
Delicious.
Is it Welsh?
It's not bad at birth,
it's
very
Doreen's,
similar.
Doreen's
delight. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But,
thank you so much,
it
Doreen.
It was frozen. Yvonne.
She'll
hate
thank
that
you, Yvonne. That is so sweet of you.
We let
thank
it defrost because she cuts them into slices
she
and puts them
it.
And then puts them in my freezer.
Oh my God, no, she's too much.
Sweet.
It's really good.
So, oh my God, that's the kind of thing I'd expect of you as a Jewish mother, but you actually you don't go to this level.
A Welsh Jewish mother.
Is she Jewish?
No.
She's just a Welsh mother who
no,
likes to feed
Jehovah's
you.
She's a Welsh Jehovah's Witness mother, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was brought up as a Jehovah's Witness.
Were you?
Yeah.
Are you still?
No, they are, though. Yeah, I was a Jehovah's Witness for 16 years.
So you never had a birthday?
No, my first birthday was when I was 18. And I had the guilt, even though I hadn't been a witness for like 2 years, this strange, you know, thinking, oh, God, this is weird. You call Christmases or Easter or...
No, they don't celebrate any of the kind of celebrations.
No, because a lot of
them... Did they mind that you left?
I think they were a little worried because I was so young. I was like 16 when I left home. But
you
I was...
You left home at 16 to pursue acting or just
no,
TV just to get
just
out
wanted
of
to get out. Just, I felt like I was ready and I was itching to just get on with my life. And so I moved to Cardiff. And they were, I'm an only child as well, so, you know. But they always knew I was very ambitious and I was very driven, very opinionated, very, like, I always never felt like I fitted into the valley life, you know.
The
I love
valley.
The Wales, but it just didn't feel like me. Whenever we used to come to London to see a show or just getting on that train and, Hemel Hempstead or St. Albans, you know, and then you'd catch the underground, you'd go underground, then you'd come up in Piccadilly Circus, and I, like, my heart rate would go up.
Yeah,
and
mine,
like,
goes out of stress this... and nerves. I can't stand
See,
it.
No, I was the opposite.
Didn't you live next door to Tom Jones or something?
No,
in the valleys?
Luckily enough, he didn't have to live next to us. No, he's not far from us, though.
But then you're never far away. Well,
not really, exactly, the valleys, yeah. The valleys is a very small place.
So you've just got off a plane today from LA. So
I went to LA. So it's Thursday today, right? So yes. I left Monday morning.
Oh God.
To go to LA, and then we had a premiere on Tuesday night for a movie called Midway that I'm in with Woody Harrelson, Dennis Quaid.
Oh, amazing! Is it action or
it's
comedy?
Midway. It's the Battle of Midway, which was a big naval battle in the Second World War between America and Japan. It's like it's Roland Emmerich who did Independence Day 2012, you know, that kind of
big
patriot
blockbuster.
Day.
And what do you play?
I play the Lieutenant Commander Wade McCluskey.
The handsome one.
Actually, he wasn't that handsome in real life. None of them were, really. Back in the day. I mean, you know, looks change, doesn't they? But he definitely wasn't a looker.
It wasn't like Madame Butterfly or the man in Madame Butterfly.
Real beautiful.
He's supposed to be gorgeous and he meets this woman, doesn't he? Yeah.
And you know what the modern version of Madame Butterfly?
What is it?
Miss Saigon.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it.
I played Chris in it.
Shut up. I haven't done musical theatre.
Yeah,
that's
about
where
eight
he
years.
Started, no?
You didn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Treaded the boards.
My God.
Did all of that. Yeah.
So what was your first?
My first show, I was 20, and I left college 2 months before my graduation to play the juvenile lead in a musical called La Cava, which was a fictional and factual tale about the Moorish invasion of Spain in 711, but it was based on a love story.
You always get a bloody invasion, don't you? Yeah. Bloody hell.
Love a good war.
Love an invasion.
But it was about the girl that sort of fell in love with the king of... the son of the king of Morocco and caused this huge uproar.
It's
a beautiful, like, sweeping story.
Good songs?
Good songs?
Okay. Good songs?
There was a lyric that was, he was a prince, he was a god, and I worshipped the ground which he trod.
Oh.
It was a dream that came true, I was no older Florinda than you. I mean...
Oh, it's a bit rhyming cup.
It's a little rhyming cup. The story itself was written by a woman called Dana Broccoli, who was the wife of Cubby Broccoli, who created Bond.
Bond.
Yeah, so they had lots of money and the set was amazing, but for me, it was, I came from college.
Where was it?
Started at the Palace in Victoria, then it went to Bromley, Churchill Bromley, right. Then to the Victoria Palace, and then it ended up in the Piccadilly Theatre.
So, okay, so you were like musical theatre.
Yeah.
So now it makes sense that why has it taken you so long to release your own material then?
Well, it's not my own material, it's other people's
material. Well, but like, it's your first album.
I'm covering other people's stuff and
including me, you're so cute. I was like, they told me this, like, when we were like, getting ready for this, and I was like, are you actually kidding me? That's amazing. And I heard it, and it's beautiful. Thank you.
Have you heard it?
Yes, it's gorgeous.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
I was like, last
night,
you got
budget
night, like,
for trumpets, and I didn't have fucking budget for trumpets, so I love that.
It's a beautiful, I mean, let's get it out now. I'm a massive fan
of your music,
your voice, everything that you do is. Just
tell me more.
It plucks all my heartstrings.
Oh, stop.
And I often sing to it and I add new harmonies to your songs when I'm singing them in the car.
Stop.
I do it all the time. And so when I was trying to find a list of my favorite tracks that meant something to me, that has moved me, or the lyrics mean something, yours definitely do. I was like, well, I have to sing this song, you know.
Thank you.
And that was it. That's why it's there. And so I just hope I've done it justice.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Is it weird listening to a man singing this track?
Because
it totally, weirdly, you know.
I think it works quite well.
Works
for
really
a man.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
It's a good performance song as well, when you really, you deliver.
Oh, yeah.
But like, so which other songs have you covered?
So I've covered Turn Back Time by Cher.
Oh my God, did you see her?
I was away.
Diane Warren
wrote it.
Didn't know that she wrote
that. Yeah, and obviously, you know, we all know it as Cher's song because she made that massive one on the battleship with all the sailors.
Great song.
We basically stripped it right back to the lyrics
and then
we slowed it right down.
Oh, nice.
And turned it into quite a sort of mournful, melancholic sense, regretful,
quite mournful,
moody, you know.
If I could turn back
time. Yeah, and it... I relate to them all in a certain way. They're all about love.
Is it all heartbreak on this album?
Quite a lot of it.
Well, have you been heartbroken?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's romantic. Definitely.
You're
romantic.
You're romantic. You are romantic. Yeah.
I don't know. You'd have to ask. I don't know. I really don't know. I guess, yeah, I'm 40 years old. I mean, I've had plenty of experiences of relationships and falling in love and then it not working out. But I also think that, like, turn back time is really much about regret. You can't turn back time. You can only look forward. But yeah, the song is about, if I could, what would I do different? I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to say that. You got me wrong. I didn't mean, you know, and it's actually, when you hear the song, when it shares, plays it, you get so into the chorus. You don't listen to the lyrics as much. And when you take it all away and you listen to it, it's like, this is a really sad, beautiful and regretful song with a really powerful lyric.
So then, okay, so tell me, you went from doing, you left home at 16.
Uh-huh.
You moved to
Cardiff. Yeah, got to Cardiff.
Started
singing lessons.
Okay, so that was the first thing.
Yeah.
So and singing was your first love?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah.
£15 a week from my River Island wage.
Oh, I love that.
I was worked in the shoe department, and I was a Christmas temp, and I stayed and got the job, and then I kept £15, and she was the same singing teacher as Charlotte Church.
Amazing.
So Charlotte, you know Charlotte? I do, yeah, well, I did. I don't know her so well now, but we're still, you know, we still know each other.
Yeah, have you had a cheeky vimp turn with her?
Oh, that was when I sort of lost touch with her. That was when I moved to London. So
right,
that was
at 16.
She's carried on doing her thing. I moved to London and studied then for 3 years at the London Studio Centre.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I got out of the valleys, really. But my mum and dad have always looked at me and gone, he's going to do his own thing, whether we support him or not. He has got his dream and that's it.
Yeah.
And they've just supported me, even though it probably wasn't what they would have wanted.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, they would like me to have stayed in the religion and, you know, and been
what,
part
and become
of that.
A priest or something?
Well, yeah, cool. Not priests, they don't have them, but, you know, like, developed in the
religion.
An
elder,
but
yeah.
You know what? It was funny, because we had Deborah Frances White on, who does a podcast called The Guilty Feminist.
Oh, yeah.
And she left The Witnesses. She's Australian.
Yeah. Yeah.
She left when she was about 18, I think, maybe. Mm. But she found when she was part of The Witnesses, all the role play that you would do to try and encourage people to join, she really enjoyed it. And
so
it really built her comedy up.
Absolutely.
And her performance up. And so she felt like it was really helpful for her career.
Well, also, like, you have to learn to speak in public, you know.
Yeah.
Every couple of weeks, I would get a, you know, like, next week you're going to read a bit of the Bible.
Right, okay.
You're going to have to talk about it and what this part of the Bible means to you. Mm. So you have to write your own script. Mm. And then you'd stand in front of 200 people on a Thursday night or a Sunday or whatever, and you'd have to speak to them. You'd have to learn how to present yourself, be clear, and then you'd get critiqued.
Oh, wow, okay.
So then you'd have to learn work on empathy or illustrations or gestures. So it was very specific. So in a way, you know, I would not say any of that kind, that upbringing had any detrimental effect on what I ended up doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, having a door slammed in your face on the door-to-door work, which happened regularly, was a great prep for
thick skin.
You know, thick skin as an actor, which you always get.
So that's what you'd be doing. You'd be knocking on doors and trying to encourage people to join.
All right, puss.
And this is Prince, who's the most attention-seeking.
Oh, you are gorgeous.
I love animals so much.
Do you have any?
No.
I love that.
Oh, look at his little face.
I've not bothered today.
No, I don't. I travel too much and I really wish I didn't. Because I'd love a dog. Love a dog. Never had one.
Do you live in London when you're in England?
Yeah. So when I'm back, I live in Dalston.
That's where Easton was.
Really?
I've moved.
I love East London.
I've never seen you in East London. That's so
funny. Well, I was there until... No, I'm not there a lot. But I love the area. When I'm home, if I was a dot on a little map, I'd literally just move, like, just around this street. You know, like, I don't go outside of that.
I think it's really good, especially if you're like... It's not... I mean, I found it quite exhausting once I had, like, a family, because I think it's a different vibe when you've got kids. But, like, I think it's such a fun place to go out. Everything's so accessible there. Yeah. Good food.
Great food, lovely little bars, nice markets on a weekend. Yeah. You know, the whole place comes alive from like Thursday till Sunday. You've got street markets.
Mm. And Jessie, it was alive for you every single day.
Every single night was alive for me. Yeah, boy, oh boy.
It was very noisy.
So do you cook? I hear from our mutual friend Holly that you like to host dinner parties.
I do. I'm a really good cook.
Are you?
Well,
but what's
No. Not like, I just like cooking and I really enjoy the process. Okay. And I love, I also think the communal experience of cooking is what I enjoy as well. So if there's a kitchen in one room and then everyone's in another, I wouldn't enjoy it because I'd feel like I was missing out because I'm very nosy and very Welsh, you know. So I've got like an island in my house and everybody stands around the island and I cook.
So when was the last time you had a dinner party?
It was a while ago, but I did.
Do you remember what you cooked?
Yeah, so I went and bought two shoulders of lamb, which
Welsh,
I then stuck rosemary all in it, and I wrapped them, I tied them up, big two joints like this. I cooked them, I roasted potatoes, I steamed peas, because they're my favourites. Carrots, broccoli, Yorkshire puddings.
Oh, it was a roast?
Yeah, full on roast.
Love roast.
Made my own apple sauce. No, mint sauce, sorry. Oh, I've done apple because the other one I do is pork belly, which you scour the top, rub the salt in and
let get it, that crack in.
But so are roasts your favourite?
I like roasts because they remind me of when you're away, you know, because I've just been in Hungary.
Yeah, you can't get proper roast.
They don't do it. It's just not their
thing. Why have you been in Hungary?
Because I was shooting a TV show called The Alienist, which is like the second season of the show for Netflix. Well, it's not Netflix. It's actually TNT in America. It's made for, but then Netflix buys it for the rest of the world.
And Dakota Fanning's in it?
That's right. So it's me, Dakota, and Daniel Bruhl.
I need to watch that.
It looks like Gangs of New York. It looks like a movie. I mean, it's high production.
Yeah.
It's been great. But, you know, 6 months...
In Hungary,
in Budapest, which is a beautiful city.
Is it goulash?
A lot of goulash, but they're a little bit more European now, so that you can get a lot more, but they still, their cuisine is part of who they are. So
kind of European, fill your belly up.
Oh, yeah. And in the summer, it doesn't change.
Okay, so there's a lot of dumplings.
It's stew and dumplings, and you know.
I wished I hadn't done a stew tonight.
I love stew. I love stew.
It's stafado. It's beef stafado. So it's like, it's Greek stew. It's got lots of cinnamon and shallots.
Amazing.
Yeah,
because. Sounds amazing. I'm a big fan of it.
But so, I mean, look at you. You're like, you're a tonk.
It's a lot of stew. It's a lot of goulash in it.
But you must work out every minute.
I do train a lot. Well, not a lot. I train every day.
What do you mean you train a lot?
I train every day. But sometimes
Have you trained today?
I trained in LA before I left, yeah. But I got up this
yesterday.
Morning. Yeah, it was like 20 hours ago, yeah. Yeah.
See?
So I got up early because of the time difference. You're up at the crack of dawn, you know, before the sun comes up. So I get up and then I go up to the canyons, Runyon Canyon.
Do you run it?
No, but I drive up there, park, and then I just hike up really quickly. The really steep bit, so you
get
you
know, heart rate
completely
up.
Out, exhausted. Have a look at the view, which is incredible, and then walk down the road and then do it again.
I want to ask, kind of growing up, we've talked about your family a little bit, but how was food, like how did dinner times work in the Evans household?
So my mum always cooked, she was a housewife.
Yeah.
So in the valleys of South Wales, very working class family, okay? Yeah. Very working class. Mum and dad are both twins. Just by chance, they're both twins.
How weird!
So weird.
Did the others marry the other twin?
No, okay. My dad. They both have sisters. My dad and my mum. But very working class, I would say, low to middle working class, big families. Not a huge amount of choice of food in the valleys when they were kids, and so
lots of
my mum's lot of anything really, spam, ham, you know, mashed potatoes and stuff like
Jessie,
that.
Jessie, leave everything.
But as you. As when I was a kid, I remember, like, my mum would cook beef and she'd... Because the beef wasn't great, the joint wasn't good, you'd have to really cook it.
Yeah, you have to.
To be able to cut it.
You have to cook it so it was well done.
Yeah, everything was well done. Then when I moved to London, all of a sudden, you know, like, trying a steak that had those pink in the middle and, you know, to tasting truffle and I thought, okay, there's lots more to, you know... And then you go to a supermarket, honestly, like... We used to shop at a place called Quicksave. Have you ever heard of Quicksave?
Yeah, I remember Quicksave.
So Quicksave was where we used to shop. Can you imagine? Yeah, and then they brought out the No Frills Quicksave, as if it isn't No Frills enough.
My grandma used to shop there, cheating.
Oh, fucking fucking awful. Yeah, right? I mean, yeah. But, you know, that's how I was brought up. And yeah. I don't blame my mum for not being a brilliant cook, because she didn't have great materials to cook with. But then they brought out a Morrison's, and then they used to come to London. And when they came to London, I would take them to a restaurant, and I would say to my dad, "Dad, not well done. You're not going to have a fillet steak and cost £30, and you're going to pay and have it well done. You have to have it medium." "Oh, Luke, I don't know. See, there's a pink in the middle. I don't know, a bit of blood. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure." So just try it. And, you know, and now we've, you know, they've embraced sushi. I think the Chinatown, we have dumplings. You know, my mother will eat anything. My dad's a bit picky, but every time he says, "Oh, your father wouldn't eat that," I put it in front of my dad and he'll try it. And sometimes he'll go through, you know, taste things he's never tasted before. So through my experience and the broader world that I live in, they've been able to experience a lot more culinary things that they would never have got to taste.
So you're
in the valleys.
A Welsh boy from the valleys, and yeah. You're all organic now, like LA, very
organic.
LA. Yeah.
Well,
do you any?
Only if it tastes better.
Avocados on toast now in the morning.
I do like avocado. I wouldn't do it myself.
Bloody hell, you've let the side.
No, I wouldn't do it myself.
It's lush.
But I also
I bet your mum doesn't have avocado on toast.
No, my mother would.
Not be having that.
Yvonne would have. They have porridge.
Of course they do.
And I bought them a juicer. Because I think...
Have they used it?
No.
Yeah, you know, they do. They do, they're really good. They never used
to. Don't get them a bullet.
Well, no, that's not... Well, it's pointless, Nutribullet. It only serves one person.
Yeah.
You know, it's not... It's fine if you're on your own, that's but if you're making a juice, you can't... Two times washing that out? No, thanks.
That's such a good point. Yeah.
We do... I have juices, so I've just done... I've been working 14 hours a day for six months.
In Budapest.
And on weekends, I was flying home to record the album. I was the right kind of... structure of my week to get ill, you know, because I was pushing myself to the limit, and I did juices every morning, and Jamie, my assistant, and he's my best friend, travels with me, and we have vegetable, carrots, beetroots, apple, celery, and ginger, pint of every morning. Touch wood, I haven't been ill since last year.
Do you want me to serve this out here?
Yes, I think so.
All right then.
So, okay, so what was a typical... Okay, so a typical meal with your mum was quite well-done meat.
Well-done beef, but she used to make great gammon.
Oh, yeah.
Gammon and chips and egg, pineapple.
Oh, nice.
She loves a good chili. She'd make a good lasagna.
What, like chili con carne?
Yeah, shepherd's pie, lasagna. She loves to make a good roast. Now she's a really good cook. Like, now I go home and she surprises me. I'm like... "What's this?" And she's like, "Well, I watched this thing the other day and I tried it out." She also makes these like, so you know when you're on Instagram, I'm obsessed with food videos on Instagram,
oh, God.
Facebook, you know,
oh,
when they
yeah,
come up?
I know.
And it obviously works on an algorithm, so
no,
I don't just see
I
one. I see like 100.
They're kind of hypnotic, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. And I love watching these ones. And every time I see something, I go...
Like lasagna cake or something.
And what about those apple slices and they make them into a rose inside a little...
Ooh.
And then put some sugar on the top. So I watched it one day and I was like, my mother could make that. So I... copied the video, send it to my mother on WhatsApp and say, "Try and make these." And within 2 days, she sent me a picture back. She went, "What do you think?" And she made them.
Oh, my God.
She made them. I actually think
that.
Yeah, she's so clever. That's the thing about my mum and dad. You give them a task and they'll work out how to do it. And they now have Google and YouTube and all that. And they're so clever with it.
So, I mean, you left at 16.
Thank you.
You left at 16. That's a yeah. very small portion of it.
Sorry,
darling.
She's trying to say something.
Yeah, Jesus, Mum. I'm always hungry.
No, this looks delicious.
But you left home at 16, but
yeah.
you're still so close with your family.
Every day we speak. Every single day.
And they must just be kind of... It must be quite bizarre for them that you've turned into this mega Hollywood star.
Well, I don't know whether it's me, but I feel like they take it quite well in their stride. I mean, they are... I think when they have a moment when they go, "Oh, God, yeah, he is that person," is when somebody else reminds them of it.
Mm.
To them, I'm still... Because I am...
Darling, would you like more, given that Jessica says
no.
I've earned a dummy?
There is more.
If there is more, I'll have
yes.
more.
Yes, yeah,
you'll
have it, see?
Watch, it's very hot.
Mum, you've never not given enough.
Darling, I was trying to be delicate because he eats in a sunset tower.
Hey, it's in America. Look, there we go.
And I wasn't quite sure.
There is more if you need it as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Look at those onions.
Yeah.
Shallots, right?
Shallots, yeah.
I love a good shallot.
So they kind of, do they come out to Los Angeles with you or not?
No, I mean, I don't live there, so I'm only there for,
like,
maybe for a premiere. I took them to the last premiere we went to was What would it have been? It was anyway, it was a premiere,
darling,
I think, the last time they came.
That
oh, shit, sorry. No, he's drinking the other one now.
I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. He's
I'm just happy to be
he's
home.
He's jet-lagged and tired. I'm going to be, get a bit drunk.
I'm getting my dinner cooked for me. Enchanted, to lovely people.
Here, darling.
Look at this.
Right, last meal. Let's go.
My last meal.
You know the drill. Let's go.
Oh, well, it's a toss-up between two things. And I'm going to be judged on one really badly if I choose it, but I think I probably would choose it. And it's really bad. But I would probably go for... It's my last meal, and then I'm going to die, right?
On toast.
No.
I'm going to kill you.
It'd be an extra-large kebab.
What, doner?
Yeah.
I love you.
With crunchy salad, like cabbage.
I do like that.
And loads of the green pickled chilies.
Oh,
I love,
Hold on, are we going Donna from Dalston? Or are we
Donna
going
from Dalston?
Who's in Dalston?
Donna.
Elephant leg.
My God.
I understand that. I completely understand that. Is there one in Dalston that you like?
Yeah, there's loads. I could go like four or five.
So you go to Dalston for a Turkish, but you get the Donna. I fucking love you. You're like the only remaining person that I know that gets Donnas. But I'm here for it.
Oh, I'm finished.
Then there's I'd no have Donna's in LA.
You've got to have chips with it.
Yeah.
And then I would douse the whole thing in vinegar. Like a load of malt vinegar.
No, I've really gone.
Well, I'm confused now. Okay, so I love you.
Yeah, though. And then I'd have sticky toffee pudding and custard for dessert.
Okay, so sticky toffee pudding and custard for dessert. Anywhere that you've particularly had it, a brilliant one, your mother?
Well, no. No, she doesn't make... She's not good at the old, the runny dessert. She's much more of a cake person. So she was a Victoria sponge, fairy cakes, Barra Brith, and this fruit loaf, which I hated because I never used... I had a real food problem when I was a kid.
Why?
I wouldn't eat anything. I wouldn't eat the things other kids eat.
Are there restrictions with Jehovah's Witnesses?
Not food-wise. No, they wouldn't have. They don't take blood transfusions or any sort of blood. So your food would be cooked well. You wouldn't. But that doesn't really have much to do with the food, though. We don't have a problem with food. Oh, you wouldn't eat black pudding because that's congealed blood, isn't it?
Oh, so blood. What is the issue about blood? Because I've never
understood. It's sacred. The blood is the life force. It was God given, and it was not yours to. I mean, it just goes back to the Israelites.
Did you see the Children Act?
Oh, with Emma Thompson, yeah.
Because that was about
I watched a bit of it, yeah. It's a bit too close for home. To
yeah.
Got to be in a good place for that one.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Right, do you have good table manners?
Yeah, I'd say I do, yeah.
I think you do.
And what's your worst table manner in other people?
Well, I have... It's actually a phobia. My mum and dad are going to laugh so hard.
It's not ASM.
No, what's that?
Is it called ASM?
Yeah.
ASMR.
Where you can't... ASMR.
No, that's not... That's a thing that people, like, get, like, off
on. Oh, they get turned
like
on by it.
Yeah, so hearing
I don't get
chomping.
Turned on by this, I tell
okay.
you. So, imagine three people in a house: me, my mum, and dad. So, my mum and dad they love their food. I didn't love my food, so there was a lot of the time where there was nothing in my mouth when I was a kid. They'd be eating, and I'd be like pushing the pee around my plate, going, "I can't eat that. I just hated food." And all I could hear was them eating. And that that noise,
it's
that...
It's called it,
misotopia.
It's, yeah.
I have it. I have it very badly.
You can't bear people.
I can't hear this. If I am doing something myself, I can put up with it. If I'm, if I have nothing going on in my ears and all I can hear is that. Oh God!
It just, oh, you're just giving me.
Oh, you don't like it either.
So your partner has got good table manners, obviously.
Yeah, you just can't hear them. Say this is okay. It's all right.
I want to know. You're always the heartthrob. You're quite a lot of the time the heartthrob.
Darling, my heart is throbbing. I'm telling
you. I thought you were going to say something.
You got throb on there.
I've got throb on.
No, but is it quite like hard work?
No, it's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. It's all.
You also have. You're the heart throb. You also like. You know. You know, you get all these women that you're kissing, and you have to. You know, and it's kind of.
Who's your favourite leading?
Who's
woman?
Been your favourite kisser?
I did do a great sex scene in the shower once.
With
who? It's in Girl on the Train.
Yes, I remember it.
That's hot.
I think that was full bloody full on. Yeah. Yes, it was quite full
we
on.
We got really drunk that night.
Did you?
So, yeah, so the director was really cool. He's the guy that did The Help, who I love. Tate Taylor, his name is. And he was like, y'all, if y'all want to get drunk, you go ahead. I'll provide the alcohol. You just go drink. So I was like, okay, we'll get drunk. And she was very, very fun. We knew that it was going to have to be full on, and Tate was in the other room, and we're all doing it in the shower. And we were singing Lion King.
Oh God!
Oh my
we were
God! Which
so
one?
Drunk, oh. We were laughing so hard.
What song were you singing?
As we are easy,
my daughter will come down and sing the chorus.
Oh, sorry.
She loves it.
She loves Lion King.
So and I'll lift my son up like Simba.
From the day. And we were singing Lion King while dry humping in the shower.
God, oh my God.
So funny. It was brilliant though.
It sounds really
fun. Got us through it. It was very funny.
What's your karaoke song, Luke?
Oh yes.
It's Queen.
Oh,
which
one? Ambitious, Luke Much. Jesus.
Which one?
Your falsetto must be amazing.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, come on,
then.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world turning inside out. Woo! Yeah. Flooding around in ecstasy. So don't stop me now. Stop me, because I'm having a good time, having a good time.
So that's your karaoke song?
Yeah, because it gets everybody going, because, you know.
Yeah,
and you always try
one.
And go on after somebody's sung a Celine Dion track, because everybody's feeling really, like...
depressed.
Heart will go on. It will go on. Let me tell you, I'll show you it. Will go
oh,
on.
My God.
Jesse, you didn't need to choose a good
what's
track.
What's yours, Jesse?
I hate karaoke.
Come
I
on.
Love
I hate it.
It.
I think we
hate
should.
It.
Seriously.
We can't do it.
I love it.
You can't do it yourself. Mine, you hate
I've
watching
got,
other people do it.
I've got a phobia from it, from Mum at Club Med when I was 15, saying, darling, sing.
I did make her audition
made me do,
for the X Factor.
You made me do
right.
Whitney Houston.
What, which one?
I want to dance with somebody. And I literally, the fear of God, and I was like, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Jesse, what did you sing on your X Factor audition?
Until You Come Back to Me. But I didn't get through.
What song is that?
Oh, Until You Come Back to Me.
Thank God you didn't get through.
I'm no, I mean, my, this is it. My mum made me go for it when I was 18.
She was doing her A-levels as well.
And I had, like, I was trying to revise.
She's got a great voice.
She has got a great
your
voice.
Things worked out.
That was not your journey, though. Thank God.
No, it was great.
That was not your journey.
That was not my journey.
I've just come from LA. I can say that.
And no, it's great. It's Aretha.
Jess,
you're going to get pudding done.
No, but I want to try Yvonne's first. I think we should all try a little bit of Yvonne's. So open up one of these cling film slices, and then we'll just have some. And then,
what's
Mum, you get...
She worked out that you can freeze them.
See,
and
a little bit.
They don't lose any of their,
like the
their
moisture.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to put
so
it on.
So, bless her, what else do you have in your freezer that your mum's, like, frozen for you?
Just this, for now. You can see all the different nuts. Look, there's
lovely.
The...
Walnut?
Walnuts, yeah. Banana and... It's not bad, is it? And then she's put
really
something on the
pretty.
Top.
Look, it's a work
I think
of
she
art.
She got this from Greggs, no?
It's a work of art. Have you taken a picture of this? Yvonne's banana. What do you call it? A
I said, do you want to give it a name? She's like, no, just call it walnut and banana bread. But it ain't bread, and it certainly isn't just walnut. She said there's ground almonds and there's chunks of hazelnuts and sultanas and everything.
I love that. Hold on, right. Let's have a little bit of that.
Well, I don't know whether this is any good or not.
That.
I don't know that it's any good.
Why is this? It's
a Moroccan orange blossom cake. But it might be shit.
Yvonne, you're a good baker.
Is she? I'm going to taste it.
Come on then, Doreen. Let's have a little taste.
Doreen. I love this image of you.
Well, I just always thought Doreen was such a funny name. And I'd be like, my assistant Doreen is laughing as I'm actually getting her to weigh out the...
I love this sort of cake. Mm.
Nice, right? With a nice cup of tea.
Have the last one. Thank you, Doreen.
She's Yvonne, darling.
I know.
No, tonight she is Doreen.
So where are some of your other favourite restaurants in London?
I love Jay Shiki's.
I've never been there.
It's great.
Quite good fun.
It's an institution. Great fish. It's obviously famous for its fish. I'm a big fan of that. I love Bistro Tech.
I haven't been to Bistro Tech for years.
Do you want to try some of this?
Try it? I want to eat half of it.
I don't even know what it's like.
Oh, come on.
Because I've never made it before.
Did you cook this upside down and then...
No. I drizzled syrup on it, which might work or might not.
It's going to work.
It's just
explain to me how you cook this then.
It's just ground almonds and eggs and orange blossom.
Send this to Yvonne. Oh, Mum, it's full of flavour.
It's absolutely delicious.
Oh, good.
It's quite easy, right?
You've nailed it.
Jesse.
I'm sorry, it's not easy.
It's easy.
Luke Evans, thank you so much for coming over when you've just got off a plane, bringing the most delicious wine, chatting the most about food. Yeah. Thank you to Yvonne, your dear mother, for freezing slices of banana and nut cake that was
fabulous,
delicious.
Gorgeous.
Honestly, you've actually really cheered me up. I was in such a bad mood before you turned up. Yeah. Honestly,
I thought
you're like
you were
ray
be
of
furious
Welsh sunshine.
Because I was late.
Oh, no, we weren't worried about that.
No, I forgive you. You were 15 minutes late, but I forgive you because you're charming.
And I hate being late.
Jessie, I've fallen in love.
Have you?
A little bit.
I've got room in the car, you can come back.
No, she won't go to Dawson, she fucking hates
she,
you.
She what? Really?
Mum?
Yes, darling.
I'm happy again.
He had such a good appetite.
Good appetite.
I love a man with a good appetite.
Great guest.
Enthusiastic and fun.
And a bit naughty and just good fun.
And brought great bottle of wine.
Really good. Have we nearly finished it?
No.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going to try tonight.
Oh my God. Well, Luke Evans, we are so happy to have had you on the podcast. We really, really
had such a fun
night. I needed that. I was such a bad mood with my husband before this. So that was just lovely.
I feel like a pop star.
Yeah, why?
Because I've got those mics that go on round your head and into your mouth as if you're going to do dance and sing at the same time.
We're gonna fight. For this love. We're like Cheryl.
Yep.
Or Janet. Lizzo. Does Lizzo have one of these?
I think so. The juice.
Well, we're trying them out, so it's a little bit of a different sound, potentially. So thank you, Sennheiser, for delivering these goodies to us and letting us try them out. Let us know what you think about the sound quality. Thank you for listening. If you are enjoying Table Manners still after 8 seasons... please rate us and subscribe.
And please, Jessie, stop swearing.
I've been trying to not swear as much, haven't I?
Yes, and not interrupt, so they can... All those people that are very nasty can sod off.
I've taken heed. Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams. And from all of us here in Clapham...
No star, yaki da.
Good night in Welsh. Is that right?
It's thank you and good night.
Say it again.
No star, yaki da.
I like it.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.